A 21-year-old woman is suing the city of Worcester after she spent almost 3 years in jail before being freed on a charge of murdering her toddler son. As a teenager in 2008, Na Trong, a Vietnamese-American, was charged and sent to jail to await trial after she allegedly confessed to detectives that she'd smothered her 13-month-old son. But videotape of the police interrogation convinced a judge that Trong's so-called confession was the product of coercive police tactics.
And that's why you smothered Kyle, didn't you?
No.
That's why you smothered him, didn't you?
We'll never kill him.
Really?
WBUR first reported this story last year after senior reporter David Boeri successfully fought in court to obtain sound and video of the entire interrogation. Trong was released from jail after the prosecution acknowledged it had no evidence of a crime other than the confession. As David reports, the heart of Trong's lawsuit is what police themselves videotaped in a room called the box.
I'm not lying.
4 years and 3 days ago, Na Trong sat in a cramped room that kept getting smaller. She was 16 years old, and her baby Kyle had died the day before. Sergeant Kevin Pageau and his partner were convinced she'd killed him.
Somebody hurt that baby. We need to know who it was, and we're going to find out who it was. Either the hard way or the easy way.
I'm telling you everything.
No, you're not. Stop. Don't lie to me.
The detectives had no evidence, and the autopsy stated no cause of death. But the two detectives knowingly and deliberately told the teenager otherwise.
Because that medical examiner told me that baby was smothered. Does that change your story? We have scientific evidence that boy was smothered to death.
Detective Pageau was not telling the truth, as he later testified. Lying to witnesses is often part of the playbook for detectives, but Superior Court Judge Janet Kenton Walker would later rule that the detectives went beyond making knowingly false statements. She found they engaged in a pattern of deception, trickery, and implied promises targeting, quote, a frightened, meek, emotionally compromised teenager who never understood the implications of her statements. Edward Ryan is the attorney for Na Trong.
They literally tortured her psychologically into admitting something that she didn't do. And as a result of that, she was deprived of her freedom for nearly 3 years.
The federal lawsuit, filed last Friday, alleges that police arrested Na Trong without probable cause, ignored her Miranda rights, coerced her into confession, and prosecuted her maliciously.
This is an example of a horrible police practice, horrible police investigation, poor training, poor supervision. It's terrible.
After the judge threw out Trong's confession in February 2011, Chief Gary Jem expressed full confidence in his detectives. He did so again yesterday, saying, I believe the allegations are unfounded and that the officers will be vindicated. Chief Jem also says that Worcester District Attorney Joe Early validated both the interrogation and the arrest. But Early never appealed the judge's order to throw out the confession, and he dropped the charges against Trong in August 2011, saying he had no other evidence against her.
The chief is responsible personally.
That's John Reinstein, a legal counsel to the state ACLU, who's also representing Na Trong. The suit claims the chief didn't provide proper training or supervision to Detective Pageau, who testified before the judge he didn't know the age that defined a juvenile.
He acknowledged on the stand he had a little bit of training when he first became a police officer, and nothing since then. He was essentially left on his own by the city.
Worcester City Manager Michael O'Brien said the city hadn't received a copy of the suit, which also names him as a defendant, and would not comment. But former Worcester mayor and current city councilor Joe O'Brien had this to say.
The city's response to this case has been disappointing. And I have been surprised that there has not been more concern expressed in the community. It is regrettable that, you know, that often the change only happens because of litigation.
The interrogation video shows the detectives told Na Trong they could help her and her brothers get away from her dysfunctional mother and into good homes if she admitted what she did. after she was released from jail, I asked Truong why she had confessed.
I will never, ever, in a million years, hurt my own child. I wanted to leave. I feel like the only way to leave was to tell them what they want to hear. So I just told them that I did it.
But instead of letting her go, the Worcester police arrested her. Instead of treating her as a juvenile, as they promised, they charged her as an adult. Yesterday was her 21st birthday and the fourth anniversary of going to jail and to solitary at that, without the chance to bury her son. Attorney Ed Ryan.
She suffered enormously. She lost 3 years of her life. Her family was ultimately decimated. The emotional horrors that she's undergone will stay with her for the rest of her life.
It was the interrogation tape that convinced a judge that Truong's confession was coerced and false. If this suit ever goes to trial, Truong's lawyers hope the video will have the same effect on the jury. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.